League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. No phones today. We apologize, but you can always tweet us or X us. You can always post to us. I don't know how to ever say that. I'm not sure. You can X us. I don't know. But here's the deal. At John Granato, at Lance Zierlein, at Delvey2, okay? You can always tweet the show. So let's go. Get in here. Someone 3. At John Granato, at Lance Zierlein, at Delvey2. Astros went 2 out of 3, okay? 6-1 on this homestand so far. With the Angels coming in, one of the worst teams in baseball, but the Astros have proven before that they can screw it up at home, especially against bad teams. So while the Mariners have the Yankees and a 4-game lead over our Astros, we've got the Angels. At the Yankees are the Mariners, and we are home against the Angels. We may be in first place by the end of May, let alone All-Star break.
Can I talk about how baseball people are just not serious? Because all during the struggles, it's a long year, standings don't matter. Hey, talk to me in July, in September, August, September. Now, once you're hot, only 4 games out in May. Why? What? Who cares? I thought it didn't matter. Why do we care how many games were out in May? It's a long season, right?
Well, I've always cared, so I'm saying.
Okay.
I've cared that they were.
You have cared because you said this was going to be the best team in Astros history. So you certainly have an agenda. But a lot of people, it's a long season. Who cares? Now, hey, only 4 games back. How good does it feel? Wait a minute. What are we doing?
Well, what we're doing is we're playing. Here's the deal is we're playing better baseball.
Yeah, I take that. That's more important than anything.
It sure would have been nice if Bregman could have come through. In the eighth inning with 2 on. And, you know, then the cream would have been way up on it. Would have been sitting, yeah. Right? The cream would have been way up on the top.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he didn't. But they are 9-2 over their last 11.
That matters.
You had to have it.
Yeah.
It's not even, we're not but, even.
When Dana Brown said this, you know, you pull up, win 6 in a row, 7 in a row, we were kind of laughing at him. Like, this team could win 6 in a row or 7 in a row, and then here we are.
Well, Dana Brown said, I told you about Jake Meyers, too. You were laughing at me then, too.
Ooh.
We did laugh.
You know, I did laugh at Jake Meyers, and I don't laugh at Jake. Jake Meyers is one of the guys I want at the plate right now. He is one of the guys I want at the plate right now in a game situation because Jake Meyers has been coming through. His OPS is over 900.
Yeah, for not during a stretch.
No.
This
for the season.
Year,
for the season.
Jake is just doubles and dingers. That's all he hits. He's either going into second or he's going to the plate. That's what he does. Jake's numbers, his numbers are, where are his numbers? I've got him here somewhere. I saw the graphic and it's like, holy crap. Jake freaking Meyers, man. It's insane what he's been able to put together. He's hitting over 300 right now with an OPS over 900. He's been really, really good. He's feeling it. And, you know, it's always been one of those things where it's been Jake and then it's McCormick. And then it might be Jake, but McCormick has been over Jake for a while now. And now McCormick's had all this time out, and Jake is a legitimate, like, you can't just sit Jake now.
No.
You can't just sit him down.
No. No, there's no reason to sit him down. He's right now, he's won the job. Listen, going into the season, I thought they should have cut Jake Myers. Trade Jake Myers. Don't want Jake Myers. Seen enough of Jake Myers. You know what? Jake Myers, I was wrong. Jake Myers was playing great. Play Jake Myers. Jake Myers deserves the job. Jake Myers has gone out there, and he won the job. So put him out there, and until he gets, if he gets cold and turns back into the Jake Myers that your dad hates, okay, then.
My dad doesn't hate him. My dad just laughs at him.
Well, not really. He just
hated. I called him. No, he doesn't hate him. He doesn't hate anything. He doesn't. Laughs like Jake is. He goes, boy, he just looks around like he's looking at birds flying around, like he's confused all the time.
There's a six-year-old out there in the center field.
Yeah, and I called him yesterday. He was landing. He's going to some football thing in New Orleans for one of the Spavital brothers.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. But anyway, I said, hey, he was just getting off the plane. I said, you may have to rethink your stance on Jake Myers. He goes, did he get another home run? I said, well, he had another double.
Yeah.
I said, he had a good weekend. Again, he goes, boy, he's really been hitting. 302, 21 strikeouts and 96 at-bats, which is more than every four at-bats, which is very good by the Jake standard. 7 walks, but he's got, you know, I mean, Jake has got home runs for the season. He's got 5 home runs, 18 RBIs, and a 920 OPS. It's damn good.
Yeah, it's really damn good.
It's damn good.
And
man.
you don't bring Chaz back and put him in center field.
No.
Now, the only thing that you're losing with Jake in center field is his arm. I mean, it's
bad.
Well,
that's a concern.
That is a concern.
I mean, it's a concern. You can't just have people going first to third on you all
the
time.
And they do. And because he just doesn't have an arm. He just doesn't. But he gets to a lot of balls. He's a good center fielder as far as the glove goes.
Is there any thought about letting him play left field where you got a shorter porch? And, I mean, you still have to make certain throws, but you're not going to go first to third in front of the left fielder, God forbid.
Well, if
I mean, you might, but.
Well, you might think about that, putting Chaz in center and him. But yeah. but it was the opposite. I don't, for whatever reason, I don't know why they would like Jake and McCormick
well,
and left.
He can run.
You know, you can't put it. When Yordan's in the game, Jake's got to play center and not left. Lo Perfido, he played center. You know, Lo Perfido has played center.
Well, Jake can't be a full-time player, even though he's got a 920 OPS and a hitting over 300. He's not going to be full-time because you want to get Joey Lo Perfido some
Are you
some
sure
ABs.
Joey? Okay, what's going to happen? You Are you he sure he's down? On the team?
Well, I mean, Chaz is a right-hand bat. Lo Perfido hits left hand. Jake hits right hand. Yeah, I think he stays. I think he.
Well, but who? Okay, so who goes down when he comes up?
Yes, you cut Abreu.
You cut. Abreu's coming back on Friday.
Who's the worst guy on the roster?
Is Kessinger still on the team?
As of Friday, I got to see. Is Cabbage, you're going to keep
Cabbage?
Yeah,
Cabbage. No, Cabbage, you got to go. Got to go.
It's got to be Cabbage because you've got. You know what Cabbage does. You already have your boy doing that. So
Lo Perfido's got an 817 OPS. He's got a homer, 5 RBIs. He's got a double, 13 hits and 39 at bats. 333, 381 on base percentage, which is fantastic. I mean, he has struck out 17 times in 39 at bats, but he still when he hits it. I saw a stat where. He, you know, his batting average with ball in play is around 500.
Oh, yeah. When he hits it, he puts good wood on it. But I think the concern is the more ABs he gets and the more strikeouts he has, the more dialed in people are going to get on his scouting report.
But his expected batting average from the balls he does put in play is nowhere near 500.
Oh,
he's finding a lot of holes.
That's a good. That's
he's finding
FIP.
A lot of holes.
That's the FIP.
Which, right. So I don't know. You can't sit Lo Perfido, though. Listen, if Joey Lo Perfido is going to sit on the bench while Chaz plays, while Yordan plays left, while Chaz plays left,
Mauricio
while
Dubon
plays, I mean, there's no reason. There's no
this
reason for him
great
to be here.
No, but this is a great drink, a sip of coffee for him. Though. Like, this is a great taste of the bigs. I'd have no problem with Lo Perfido going down before anyone develops more of a scouting report because pitchers are just going to lock in and just throw him exactly the type of pitches he doesn't like at some point real soon. Right now, if you have Chaz, and you know you're going to play Chaz, and then you have Yordan, and you have Jake Myers, and you have Mauricio Dubon, I mean, whom I feel like I'm missing somebody. But, I mean, there's 4 guys right there that are going to be 3 guys who are going to be sharing – really, I guess 2 positions, depending on how you use Yordan, how often you use them at left and how often you use them DHing. So you could keep him up. You could keep Lo Perfido up, but You'd rather have probably Cabbage up and not getting the at-bats. I mean, if you're going to keep him up, then you got to play Chaz. I mean, you're going to have to play Chaz if you're bringing Chaz back. And Jake Myers, you want to get Jake Myers playing time.
I guess you have to. I guess you do. I mean, well, I mean,
who doesn't play? DeBon's getting 283.
If he gets back to being the Chaz that he was before, he sucked before he got hurt.
He needs time, too, though.
Well, I know. I mean, Jake, I'm all for Chaz.
Jake got like 2 years.
Yeah.
He gave Jake 2 years.
Yeah, that's true. It is true. And Chaz has been a World Series hero. I'm all for Chaz. But you know what? Just like Abreu, you can't bring him back, plug him in, and they don't perform again. If they don't, this team is on a roll right now that you don't want
to
break
up. Lopefito really needs to go back and play exclusively first base. That's it.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
And have him and Singleton maybe, because you got to do that.
Yep. All right. 713-780-3776 still ahead. Dell's got some good sound on Ship Talk. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Listen, I don't think he's ever been needed more, Jason Brinkman and the great folks over at Brinkman Roofing. I mean, the Quality Roofing Services Incorporated. There's going to be guys coming to your door, knocking on your door, and they say they can fix your roof, and you just don't do it. Don't do it. Brinkman Quality has been around for 50 years. There's a reason that it's called Brinkman Quality Roofing Services is because they do quality work. Jason told us, well, I met Jason, I don't know how long ago, and he said, man, these guys that knock on your door, we do more business fixing what they messed up than regular business, because people trust, you trust somebody? No. Trust somebody that's been there and done it forever. They got to be really, really busy right now, but this is a time when you need them. And when it all comes down, you need Brinkman Roofing to come to your home and make sure that your roof is compliant. Make sure that your roof is good for the next storm that comes. You got to check it out. If you don't, you're not going to get covered with your insurance. Check it out and have that paperwork when the insurance company comes. 281-480-7663, 281-480-7663, or BrinkmanQuality.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And she's always
gone too long. 818 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance. No phones today. We apologize. So you can tweet the show at John Granato, at Lance Zerline, at Delvey2. We'll be out at Highland Pines Golf Course tomorrow. Going to have our occasional invitational. We want Cypress Trail Hideout. We are looking forward to lunch from them. Valencia's for dinner. Carbach Brewing Company. Beers. Okay. On us. It's going to be fun. The occasional invitational. And if you didn't sign up, that's on you. There's nothing we can do. That's on you. You had time. And you didn't do it. That's so dumb. Dell's going to be out there. Wants a hug from everybody. Somebody tweeted, said, oh, yeah, Jason said, make sure that you hug Dell when you go out there. Make sure.
I'm not sure this obsession with hugging me, but
well, I'm not sure what that's about. It's Jason.
Well, you've pushed this thing,
I think,
too.
If everyone gives Dell a hug tomorrow, it'll make him feel better.
Yeah, because dude's coming up and hugging me is going to make me feel great.
Yeah.
Why would that make me feel good?
Because then you can feel the love from the listener.
I don't want to feel the love.
You don't want to feel any love from listeners?
No, okay. Not that type.
Well, okay.
Don't touch me. How about that? How about we stick with this rule? Don't touch me.
Wow. Apparently you don't want to be loved.
No, I'm not looking for that.
Okay. So you saw Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes as well?
I did. A couple Fridays ago or Saturdays ago now.
Yeah. And didn't love it either?
No, I didn't dislike it. I mean, I just said when I gave my non-spoiler review on my show, Mopey and Mapes, that ain't nobody messing with Caesar, the original ape from this run. Caesar, like the new lead ape, he ain't got that charisma.
No, he didn't.
Caesar's that dude. Caesar's him.
And we knew immediately that the king, that he was going to, I mean.
Yeah, well, the fake Proximus Caesar, whatever his name is. Yeah. I mean, you like stuff with monkeys in it. So
I do.
But this one, it's fine. I mean, even though
you're right, he didn't. I wasn't like
Noah, who is the new.
I like Caesar.
Yeah, Caesar's cool. Caesar's about that. He wore ready. Noah's whatever. I guess maybe he'll grow into it. Maybe. But the new villain ain't even a great villain. Like Koba from the first couple three. The bad ape, Koba would ride on a horse with assault rifles, two of them, and just fire at people.
Yeah, it didn't seem like these were as smart as other apes.
Well, maybe stuff starts to go down the line.
Why?
I don't know.
Why would you wouldn't think it would they get smarter and
well,
better?
Well, because as they get farther and farther away from Caesar, the original, maybe that's I don't know how ape talking DNA works. I'm not sure. It's all sci-fi anyway.
I would have thought I'd see some scientists in there.
Well,
from the original Planet of the Apes, they were smart.
Well, I guess, but they were like years and years and years and years in advance. We saw them. They now know what a telescope is.
Yeah.
So maybe that'll start the process. That'll speed up the process. But, you know,
I guess it's – oh, I see. It's building up towards
that.
Yeah,
like I know Caesar was smart, but like I said, they're trying to build it if they keep making money, which they will, to get to like a ninth or tenth movie where we actually – like if you remember from the one with James Franco – there was a little news blurb on television about a astronaut going to space to Mars. So people think that astronaut who went to Mars will come back in like the 10th movie and come back and go, what the hell happened to my planet?
Right.
And then he's going to realize, like Charlton Heston did, oh, this is my planet.
Yeah,
so that's what they think.
And oh, okay, so that won't be Charlton Heston?
No, well, he's old.
Or it'll be a character.
Well, he's dead, like, right? So he can't be in it.
No. That won't be the original.
What they're trying to do, but in the first one, people are thinking because of what that astronaut going to Mars, he's going to wind up coming back and going,
yeah.
What? He's going to think he's on a different planet and then realize, wait a minute. This is our planet. This is Earth. Yeah. So we'll see, but it's fine. I mean, they're going to keep making money. They'll keep making them. Just got to get a new ape with some more charisma because Caesar, it's hard to follow.
Yep.
He's not Pongo or anything.
He's not Pongo. I love Pongo.
John loves him some Pongo.
Yeah, I love Pongo. Let me ask you this.
Caesar and Pongo, we've got to get some different apes.
We do.
Pongo's
Well,
character.
Noah was boring.
He was boring.
Noah was boring.
He didn't lead anybody. Really.
No.
He won. I can't give it away, but the way he won his fight, trash.
It was Pingale. Trash.
What? I mean, what'd you say?
Just get Pingale.
Who's Pingale?
It's a new ape.
No, he's not a new ape. They have regular names.
Pingale.
They have regular names like Caesar and Noah.
What about Pingale?
Chingo.
Nah.
Chingo sounds like a good one. Yeah. Let me work on this. Let me spitball this. I'll come up with some new stuff for y'all. Some new ape
maybe the
for you guys bells. for your number 10 or whatever. Oh, by the way, I caught my daughter on Alexa listening to one of Kendrick Lamar's diss tracks. She said she's listening to it because it's a bop, but she also
it is
said,
a bop.
I don't listen to, but I try not to listen to the bad words.
She can find the version, right?
I said no. She wasn't listening to that
because
I walked by the bathroom and she's like doing this dance into the mirror.
It is a bop.
I'm like, what are you? I said, this is Kendrick Lamar. Well, I don't really listen to the bad words.
How can you not listen to the bad
words? What do you mean?
Exactly.
It's all bad words.
So don't be judging me now since you're listening to Kendrick Lamar in Drake's career.
Well, it's a moment. She's got to listen to it.
Drake also lost over $1 million on Tyson Fury bet.
Mm.
This is the one she was listening to.
This is the instrumental to save us from an issue. But yeah. It's a bop.
By the way. It is.
It's a West Coast bop, but yeah.
I tell you what's a bop is Million Dollar Baby. I just discovered it over the
movie?
Weekend. No. The song. Have you heard it? Tommy Richmond?
No.
It came out late April. Play it because it's got like 80s funk R&B vibes. It's a good song. It only lasts
To be fair to Kendrick, we would call this a slap. A bop is like more poppy.
Yeah, more pop.
This is a slap.
This slaps. Yeah. One is a bop. A bop is more, poppy. But play Million Dollar Baby, Tommy Richmond. I want to play that. See, I think John's going to like this. I'm going to predict John will like this.
Does it sound like Styx?
No, it doesn't sound like Styx.
Well, it doesn't sound like Styx. How can I like it?
Were you
this
big
is what
into
I'm
Styx?
Saying.
I like Styx.
Okay.
Yeah, Styx I go see good. Them every time they come.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Styx
I've seen them like I don't know how many times.
How am I going to find it?
REO Speedwagon 6, Foreigner.
I don't think it's dirty at
all.
Okay,
I think you're trying to set me up.
No, I don't think it's dirty. Just push play.
It don't matter.
Just push play.
It don't matter anymore.
Just push play.
Just push play.
The tower may be down.
We don't have any towers. Don't worry.
92.5 can't hear
Everything's
it.
Everything's on the stream now. We can do
it. But 97.5 people can hear it.
Yeah, but they're used to this.
No, but all it takes is one person to call someone, and we got an issue.
Play Million Dollar Baby, Tommy Richmond. You're fine. He's a white guy, so he can't. Or he's not white. I'm not sure what he is.
He's a white guy. He can still curse.
What?
He's a white guy.
He's a white guy?
I don't know if he's white or not. He's something. See?
Turn it up. Yeah, I get that.
See? Now this is a bop. And he's a good falsetto.
RJ was Heidi Ho Princess.
Ooh.
John, now that's a bop.
Dale don't know anything about Heidi Ho Princess.
He don't know nothing.
Have you seen what Tommy Richmond looks like?
Yeah, he's like kind of a cross.
A what?
He's like a cross of, multiple things going on.
Wow.
Like my kids, but with more neck tattoo that says 444.
I don't see a tattoo on him.
He's got one.
I'm looking at him. I don't see a neck tattoo.
You look at the other neck.
If he gets a neck tattoo, he's never going to make it in business, okay? Just so he knows. Don't do that. I don't care if you've got bajillion dollars.
Okay, they
music.
Say they can't.
The stream can't hear because we don't have the clearance to play it on the stream.
Oh, come on, Dale.
It would demonetize the stream. So we do care.
Well, y'all should hear this. It's great. So,
that's not going to help. Just going to make it sound terrible.
They won't be able to hear?
No, they don't want. I'm not supposed to play copyrighted music on the stream. I don't know if you've heard.
Company Mandel, John?
Oh, yeah. So wait a minute. So you're not playing it on the stream right now?
No, the peep.
They can't hear the bop. 97.5
can hear it, though.
They can't hear the bop.
Well, what are they hearing? We're not talking. Nothing?
They're hearing us talking, but they're not hearing any music.
They're not hearing the music.
No, we haven't played music on YouTube since we started. That's why when we come back from breaks, they don't hear music. They just hear the rejoin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because
I didn't know that.
Copyrighted music.
Well, we got, will they hear you?
Yes, because it's not music.
Well, it was a bop.
So they're going to hear Dell giving us his version of Ship Talk this week. And that's happening next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now,
there's some stuff now in this one.
Yeah, there is some good stuff. Right now, I'm talking about Air Team. I'm talking about my peeps over. And I can't be happier with what they did for me. I had to have a couple of air conditioners. I used them. I loved them. I love what they did. I have met Darren and Dawn and Garrett. They're the Curtises. They've been in business for over 35 years in the city of Houston. The air conditioning business, I mean, how many are there? And here they are, over 35 years, family owned and operated, third generation, 70 plus full-time employees. They've got people that have been there 10, 15, 20, 30 years that working with them. And there's a reason for that is because they do it right. I love this. I love family-owned businesses, and I talk about it all the time. I talk about it with Billy. I talk about it with the Chastains. I'm talking about it here because it starts at the top when you got that integrity, when you're going to give the best job you possibly can. You should see the professionalism of installing these air conditioners, people. But the thing is, you've got to work on your air conditioners, let them come, and let them maintain your air conditioners. Otherwise, you're going to have to replace them like I did. You don't want to do that. Call them. If you haven't done anything with your air conditioners lately, 713-956-8326, 713-956-8326, or airteamltd.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Prepare for lightspeed.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for Ship Talk. What happened this weekend that Dell has to point out and isolate as real, real, real Ship Talk, okay? And people got into it a little bit now.
Well, yes, but we're going to start with something from one of the people who've joined our show, well, throughout the college football season, Josh Pate. He doesn't paint a very rosy picture for the future of the ACC. This was Josh Pate on his show.
The ACC is cooked. It just feels cooked. It feels like the stove's on. It feels like everything's in the pan, and you just got to slide it in at this point. And it's not a good feeling for those of us who really just wish we could leave well enough alone. There's a really good Tracy Lawrence song, When Daddy Was a Strong Man. Never got released on the radio, but that's one of the lines in there. I wish change would just leave well.
Oh, he got cut off because of by our system. But to his point, he went on to talk about that no matter what's going on, you got Clemson and Florida State, they really want out, and everyone else, there's a couple other teams that if they had the money, they try to get out too. And then there's like five or six teams who are like, hey guys, can we just be friends? Can we just not break this up? So yeah, we're on the verge of getting even away from a Big Four if we consider the ACC and the Big 12 in the Big Four. It's going to be a Big Two plus the Big 12 very soon. Because the power brokers in the ACC won out. They don't see a viable way to go keep moving forward. So
that's a shame. ACC basketball.
Yeah.
I mean.
And it's driven by football like everything else.
Yep. They just need to have a football move away from everything and let everybody else go back to their conferences. Football, you just stand alone, no conferences, just have your Division I and let all the other conferences just play all their sports the way you used to. It just is awful.
We're going to move into what happened last night in the NBA. Mike Malone, he of the Denver Nuggets, their head coach, they lose. So their championship title defense is over. Here's Mike Malone responding to what's a relatively innocuous question with an aggressive response.
Well, how hard is it just to absorb a loss like this after going ahead by 20?
Next question, man. The season's over. That's what's hard. Being up 20. The season's over. You don't understand that. The season's over. It's hard. Stupid-ass questions.
I mean, honestly. Why you gotta be like that?
I mean, yeah, that wasn't, you know, he was all in everyone's face last year. Remember that?
Yeah.
Last year, he was having his victory lap, and that was fine. But now, somebody asked him, I mean, you can give it, it's an answer you don't want to give, and it's an answer that, you know, in the heat of the moment, I get it. But at the same time, I mean, I guess it kind of is a stupid question, but it could have led to a good answer if he wanted it to. He just didn't feel like messing with it. He didn't feel like messing with that answer.
Well,
post-game press conferences is where a lot of ship talk is going to come in.
Yeah, people are frustrated. They're
a
losing.
Lot is going to come from
they're
that.
Pulling receipts if they win. We're going to move to Cat and Ant. Anthony Edwards didn't have a great game. It would have been funny. Well, it would be interesting to see if he had lost that game, how people would have treated the next Jordan after a poor performance in a Game 7. But it didn't matter. They win. They come back from down 20 in the second half to beat the Nuggets and move on to the conference finals against the Mavericks. Here's Cat and Ant talking about, well, you know, the history of losing in Minnesota.
This is for either one of you guys. And usually in NBA history, it says you have to lose and lose big before you win. What is it about this team that says...
We lost last year.
Yeah, but that's different. You have to lose at a bigger stage. Usually, teams usually...
It's the playoffs. We lost last year.
We lost the last 2 years.
God damn. How much more we got to lose?
Yeah, how much you want us to lose? We've
been losing for 20 years.
I mean, that's just the truth, though.
I get his question, though.
I
get his question like you, but that's...
Usually, there's steps. Right.
He's saying they took a faster step, but so did Oklahoma City.
Yeah. I mean, Oklahoma City would say we felt the pain. We're feeling the pain this year because we only got to the semifinals, whereas the Wolves.
They took a step, though.
Yeah, but if we're talking about a difference, OKC is the one seed, we'll say. this was the OKC path is probably the more traditional. You jump to the one seed, you lose to an older team in the conference semifinals. The Wolves, you usually don't in your first run beat the defending champions and get to a conference finals. So I get what he's saying. They had no success, and then they get to a conference finals in their first deep in their first real run.
Right.
Yeah.
Is anybody else here, by the way, happy? Do you have anything on the Pacers?
No.
Knicks. Is anyone else happy the Knicks got beat because we don't have to hear about Mecca of basketball and that whole thing?
They
not only got beat, they were washed from the game the first quarter.
Yeah.
And it never they tried to make little runs. Oh my gosh, they gave up 130.
Well, and then Brunson goes out. I mean, we're watching it and Jalen Brunson is on the bench and will not return and we're like,
There's no reason to watch it anymore.
No, there was no reason to watch it, I don't think, most of the game anyway. Boy, did the Pacers shoot lights.
Oh, my God, they set records.
Halliburton just steps back and just it looks like he's just throwing
it
up.
From the field, they were over 60%. From three, they were over 50%.
I mean, they were just ridiculous.
They beat the brakes off of them on the boards as well. This is a beating.
Yeah.
This is a beating.
I think this should be a pretty good series because the Pacers can score. So yeah, the Celtics.
I think people are just sleeping on the Pacers all the way around. The Pacers are not a bad team. Halliburton is a legitimate big time player. And we'll see. Celtics have been resting for a little while now. They've had some.
Yeah.
They've had a little time
off. And they've thrown in a couple of stinkers. Now,
did you see what Halliburton wore to the post-game press conference?
Did you see
what he wore to the post-game press conference? He wore a hoodie with Reggie Miller on the front doing the choke sign.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Who else is talking ship?
Well, they're pulling receipts now. Luka and Kyrie were asked a question about the trade that brought Kyrie over, and it wasn't met with sterling reviews, so the question was brought up to Luka and Kyrie, and the visuals are pretty important because Luka's like incredulous by the question. And here's Kyrie and Luka responding.
So this is a question for both of y'all, Luka, Kyrie. Y'all saw the doubters that were saying that y'all wouldn't work. Kyrie, a couple months ago, you talked about the D grade that ESPN gave y'all. Could y'all talk about just...
D?
Yeah, they gave him a D rating for the trade from the Nets. So could y'all...
Hey, man.
Yeah, I wanted to ask y'all how...
Starting to all-star game to be in
how
the
does feel
player.
To prove the doubters wrong?
I don't think we care. We enjoy playing with each other. We enjoy playing with this team, so we don't really care what other people have to say.
Yeah, Kyrie's been pretty low-key. He's letting just... It feels like Kyrie's just letting... I always felt like there was a Kyrie and Kanye kind of run. There's a timeline that felt kind of similar. And now Kyrie's really backed off and just had a normal... No one hears about Kyrie playing good basketball, not causing any waves. Kanye's doing the Nazi thing and all his Kanye stuff, of course. And Kyrie's like, yeah, I had my little run. I had my little run that I had, and I'm just going to pull back and just play ball. And it's been refreshing because he's turned into a good player. It is kind of funny. The question askers are typically... the muckrakers and the kind of the fans. Like, I bet you that's from a fan site, probably.
Well,
what do you think of?
I think it's a legitimate. I thought it was a little legitimate question.
Yeah, but they weren't good last year. The trade didn't look good last year. So he's bringing it up. Like, is this a recent grade that they gave?
He said right after the trade, so probably not. But you know, Kyrie was a distress asset at the time. People were questioning who would give up what for him. The thought was he would be traded, then go to the Lakers, or he wanted to be a Laker, so on and so forth.
That was the talk.
Yeah, and he was a non-winner, remember? He kills every organization he goes to, so I could get why people weren't high on it. So far, so good. And the Mavs decided, hey, we're going to tank the last couple games last year, and they wound up getting Derek Lively, and he's been a big part of their run. We got one more thing, and we're going to go vintage here. It happened to pop up in my timeline over the weekend. Do you guys remember Wally Backman? You remember the name?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well,
Wally Backman somehow heard the opponent's radio call talking about him losing his mind because he threw like 20-something bats in the field.
It's a minor league game, right?
Yes. So yeah. Wally Backman found the guy, and they had a confrontation.
I just wanted to know that I know what he said. So what I did on air was that I called it an appalling display, an embarrassment of the display.
I ain't going to yell and scream at him or nothing. I'm just going to tell him that that's not right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a gap.
It's not to say it's an embarrassment for baseball, because I'm protecting a player. That's what I was doing. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Don't ever say I'm an embarrassment to baseball. My coach was in the truck when he said that. Don't ever say that. I don't give a if it was 122 bats, all right? I'll shove that mic up your
You're just going to say a few words, huh?
Yeah. You go yourself, too.
Now, that's a pro, Wally Backman.
Yeah.
That's a pro.
The opposing announcer says that it's an appalling display. And Wally's going to go after him because a minor league play-by-play guy said that on the radio.
Yeah.
Can I?
Wasn't it Wally Backman who was hired as the Diamondbacks manager and then fired a couple days later for getting caught with coke?
Ooh, before I say yes to that, there was something. Yeah. Wally Backman was short-lived in some job.
Yeah. Was it?
Yes, you're 100% right. It was Wally. Wally was off that Mets team. They were different.
Yeah.
Like, there were some criminals on that team. Or there, I shouldn't say criminals. There were guys who were dabbled in criminal activity.
Was it Wally? I don't want to put this on him. But.
I think you are right, though. Here, I'll pull it up for you, but I'm pretty sure you're right. I don't know if I'm going to put, coke on him. I'll let you maybe do that. Coaching career.
No, maybe it wasn't Wally Backman. Who was it? No, maybe it wasn't Wally Backman. Who was the...
Yeah, I don't see that in his...
I don't see that in his...
Well, there was something the manager? Wally did. And maybe it was in the minor leagues.
I'm almost... Who was the manager that got fired like days after he got...
Okay.
He was hired.
On November 1st, 2004, Backman was promoted to manager of Arizona Diamondbacks. However... In its story about Backman's hire, the New York Times reported that Backman had serious legal and financial problems. He'd been arrested in 99 for DUI, and a year later he was arrested in connection with an altercation at his home. In addition, Backman had declared Chapter 7 bankruptcy. The Diamondbacks initially stood by him, but fired him November 5th, 4 days later.
4 days later, yeah.
So it was him.
So it was him, but not because
not
of
coke. It was coke. Just 4 days after being...
Yeah, I don't want to stand by you on the cocaine.
His firing came after allegations of domestic abuse with his wife and his drunk driving in 2001. And they detailed his financial problems. I thought I could have swore it was, but that was Wally Backman. It wasn't cocaine.
Well, I can Google Wally Backman cocaine.
I did, and it doesn't come up.
You sure? Nothing? Yeah. He played for the 86 Mets.
He did. So
are you sure?
I thought it was coke, but it wasn't. It was a domestic violence and a drunk driving. So my bad. But yeah, he was a manager for 4 days, a major league manager for 4 days. He's still in baseball, though.
Minor leagues.
Yeah. I mean, but he's made a career of it. That is saying something with his background.
Isn't he the one that wanted to fight? Didn't we have somebody that wanted to fight? Who was it that wanted to fight our manager when it was the Skeeters? Or was our man? No, we had Incaville.
Gary Gaetti?
No, we had the fighter. Did somebody want to fight Gaetti, or did Pete Incaville want to fight somebody?
I don't remember. Oh, Pete Incaville did not like you wearing your hat crooked.
That was a big deal with him.
Right, absolutely.
Who was it? It was a former major leaguer who was on
Rodney?
The roster. Rodney.
Yeah, Fernando Rodney.
And he wore his hat ace tilted deuce like side, that on the mound.
Yeah.
And, to him, I mean,
Pete Incaville ain't having that.
This couldn't have been more disrespectful to baseball. Few things could be as disrespectful as a hat turned around. Who is it who's famous who believes that's the sign of disrespect and you can't be a good quarterback?
Colin Cowherd.
Colin Cowherd. Believes that you can't wear your hat
or be an NBA head coach.
What's that?
He said J.J. Redick can't be a head coach because
he wears a head coach if his hat's turned around backwards. And then you can't pitch in minor league baseball and disrespect the game like that if you have your hat turned like this.
Right. Pete Incaville.
Yeah,
that's right.
Hey, there's unwritten rules to this game.
Well, I mean, it's respect in the game, okay?
Yeah.
It's respect. Let's put some respect on baseball for a
change. Did you see Anthony Edwards post-game? He had his hat turned all the way like this, John. The disrespect in that post-game press conference?
Well, not in basketball. That's not disrespectful.
Oh.
Just baseball is disrespectful.
Baseball, yeah.
All-state signing and windows. Now, that's a
disrespect. No disrespect here. And some of you are going to say, hey, Lance, who's the – matter of fact, I already had it happen once. Who's your window people? It's Allstate Windows and Siding, and there's going to be some of you who had some wood torn off of your homes. You may have had damage to your windows. Allstate Windows and Siding, they will be here for you. Why don't you get their double pane, double strength windows that are strong enough to withstand these hurricane strength winds a lot of people experienced them. They have windows that are specifically made for the roughest weather, and they can install those for you if you like. It's going to not only keep you protected against the elements because they're made right here in Texas. It's not a cheap product made in China. It's a product that's made here in Texas with high quality materials and great workmanship. They take your windows out without glass breakage, and the best part is it's going to lower your energy bill. So when it's very, very hot outside, these sealed windows are going to help you lower your energy bills by as much as 40%. Do the math on that. That is a big, big savings. So whether it's siding jobs you need or windows, anywhere in the house or the entire house, they've got discounts for you. And the more work you do, the bigger the discounts. And that includes complete siding jobs. It's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. That's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, it's 8:51 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Unfortunately, we don't have any phones. The storm left us without 92.5, left us without phones. Hopefully, this will all work itself out very shortly. But the 92.5 transmitter is on top. I think it's the Wells Fargo building, which is a disaster area. We should be getting federal funds at any moment now. Because we are screwed on top of the Wells Fargo building downtown. So we're not alone. No, everybody that works in that building is screwed. So we apologize for those of you that are listening out west. Download the app. If you can hear us right now, download the app. It's so much easier to listen, and it's so much clearer and better. So this is the way that you should be listening to us anyway. There's a problem with commercials sometimes. Nah, don't worry. We're going to work that. We're going to iron all that out. It's not going to be a problem anymore.
Let's get to a couple sports topics. Nuggets blow that 20-point lead in the third quarter. They lose at home, game 7. Jamal Murray and Jokic had games they usually have. Their entire rest of the team sucked. No one else got in double digits. Those two guys ended up with 35 and 34 points. 69 of their points were scored by two players. The rest of the team, terrible. Did not show up at all. And of particular note was Michael Porter Jr., who's really struggled here over the last couple games, really did not play well. So the Nuggets are out. Dallas goes on to take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. And that's going to be a good series. I'm looking forward to Anthony Edwards and Luka and kind of the battle of next up for MVP race. Luka's been there in the past. Anthony Edwards is going to make a serious push into – I mean, Anthony has – I think he's already made it into that next level. It will take, getting to the NBA Finals may officially push him there. But Anthony Edwards now must be talked about along with Jason Tatum and all the next up crew that doesn't get as much mentions. Well, they do, but that's...
It's kind of funny. We're talking
LeBron
about this.
The LeBron era is kind of
he
over
was 6 for 24.
Yeah, I know, but not in a series.
No.
That's in one game. And you know what? He defended. He had a good fourth quarter. He hit big shots. That's what matters. It's a big corner three, and you don't remember it. When you make it through the round, you don't remember it as well.
Yeah.
Kenny Smith talked about it in a post game. He's calling it pulling through the window or whatever. Once you get through there, it doesn't matter. You made it to the next round, so your 6 for 24 didn't matter. He did not shoot well, and he acknowledged, hey, I just had to defend, do my job defensively. He said he's going to be the one guarding Kyrie.
Does this change anything for you? One of the top 15 highest paid players in the NBA is in the Final Four.
Change anything with what?
Curry, Embiid, LeBron, Nikola Jokic, Bradley Beal, Durant, Lillard, Giannis, Kawhi, Paul George, Jimmy Butler, Klay Thompson. You know who the only one is? Who's next on the list? Rudy Gobert.
Yeah,
he's the only one in the top 15 that have made the Final Four.
Well, you're talking about the way you get in the top 15 is being an older player who's been around longer because you have your max dollars are going to be higher.
Yeah. How long has Jason Tatum been around now?
He's been around longer than you think.
I know. 18, 19? He should be up there. Huh?
He's up for an extension. Some of it has to do with getting a Supermax. If you're not an All-NBA player, it affects how much you make. So I'm not sure. Maybe Tatum's made a second or third. I'm not sure about that. But he's up next for an extension anyway. So he'll be
in that list.
Luka's going to be up there.
Yeah, they'll both be in that list. Yeah. Nothing changes the way you... Is my mind supposed to be that you need cheaper players that aren't as good? No.
Being able to build a team?
No,
because you don't have a Supermax guy?
That's not the question. The question to me is, and this has actually come up, you can't do big three anymore. It's got to be big two. You can do it with two. You can't do it with three guys making that money because you end up wiping out everything else.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, to me, you have to
have two. Well, is Cat's getting paid, no?
Yes, Anthony Edwards hasn't gotten an extension, but not the giant one that he will get. So now, by the time he gets his, maybe they'll be almost off of Rudy Steele.
Yeah. Look at what they're getting from McDaniels, though. I mean.
Yeah, well, they drafted him. He's a homegrown guy. Now three, they drafted him, too.
That's how you got to do it.
I mean, the Rockets.
Well, and that's where the Rockets are.
Well, that's why the Rockets can take on a big money, max dollar guy right now.
Don't they have one already? Fred VanVleet's on this list. He's next up.
Yeah, but he won't after 2 years. This will be his last year. You can afford it. You can afford to have Fred VanVleet, Dylan Brooks. But the problem is, here's the problem. If you want to get a $40 million plus player, John, look what you're dealing with. The third highest salary, you got 42.8 for Fred. Dylan is 22.2. This is for this year. Then Steven Adams, 12.6, which I guess you could use as a tradable commodity if you wanted to. Then Jalen Green, 12.4. And then Jabari Smith, 9.7. If you traded Adams, Green, and Jabari, you get to $34 million, 34.7, 34.8.
And that's enough to get to a $40 million player because you just have to be within a percentage. So.
Yeah, well, and plus the draft picks, the slotting of the draft picks. Right. But,
so if you look at what, if we're comparing the Rockets' potential to what the Wolves can be, Anthony Edwards' big deal begins next year where he starts making $35 million. And then it keeps going up. And he'll still be someone you consider underpaid if he continues on his trajectory. He'll only be making 46 only, by the way, quotes, in the final year of his deal. So by the time his next deal comes up, he's probably going to be a $65, $70 million guy. But so the Rockets are paying Fred VanVleet. They're paying and Dylan Brooks. That's about it. Now, Jalen's on his rookie deal. Şengün, we've talked about those decisions. So are you willing, and we've had this discussion over and over again, is the next major deal from the Rockets going to an internal player or someone they acquire?
It's got to go to Alperen, doesn't it? I mean, it's got to go to Alpy. I don't see any way out of that.
Is Alperen Şengün, as good as he is he a guy? I'm not saying don't pay him. That's not where I'm starting. But is he a guy who you believe should be taking up that much of your salary cap?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I believe.
So he is Anthony. So he's impactful. Anthony Edwards impactful.
Well, in a different way.
It's because Anthony Edwards is only 22, going to be 23 when he starts making his money. Alpi's going to be around that age when he starts making all that money.
Alpi is more the cat.
Is he
player.
And people question, so you believe he's cat impactful?
Yeah. But maybe at a little higher. I mean, they're different players. Cat goes outside. He's got a little bit of an inside game. Alperen can start outside. He doesn't typically shoot a ton outside, but I think so. He rebounds. He assists. You have to have, here's the problem now, you have to have a certain player near him. You have to have an explosive leaper near him to do the shot block, the rim protecting, and the rebounding. And that's not really Steven Adams. He's a big, strong guy. He can get some boards. You know, they're not really going with the explosive leaper type, but he also is going to be a little bit of a lane clogger. So I'm kind of interested how much they even play together in double big lineups. Alpi is inconvenient in the sense that he's not a great defensive player. He, to me, he has elite offensive potential with points created, but he also is a minus defender who is not an explosive leaper from a rebound, from a quick jump rebound standpoint. Like, he's not a guy that's going to sit there and have a run of, because one thing about Jokic is he big bodies those rebounds. Like, he gets on the boards. He's good at using his length to make himself long, you know, his long arms to make himself a better rebounder. Şengün isn't always like that. And if Jabari could fill out, see, what I thought was going to happen was Jabari was going to add 15 to 20 pounds of muscle in his first couple years, and he'd be a much better rebounding option. But he still gets pushed around a little bit inside. I'm still waiting for Jabari to fill out his shoulders, fill out his chest. I don't know if he's not working on it enough or if he's just not built, like, from a DNA standpoint to get bigger. But I thought for sure his frame was the structure of a player who could add 25 pounds of muscle. And it hasn't really happened
yet. Listen, you got to have, if you're going to give Alpi that money, you got to have a better player than Fred VanVleet at $40 million. He's been great for what he does and the leadership and all of that.
Right.
You need a better player.
Yeah, and Fred's going to be gone in a year. Yeah. You know, honestly, it wouldn't be the end of the world to use Fred's 40 and go in a different direction and ask Amen Thompson to handle. You know, you would have to worry about point guard, though, because there's not a true point guard. Like, Amen right now is not a true point guard. And there's a lot of valuable things Fred VanVleet brings to the table. But, man, if you could, and I don't know if Fred VanVleet has any kind of no trade, but if you could use his, you know, if you could deal him to a team and get a veteran along with the third pick of the draft and maybe even a future first.
I don't think because
he's got an expiring contract.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what his trade situation is. So we can't.
I don't either. But if you can, I'll see if I can see it in his contract. But if you can, he's at 42.8 right off the bat. You're able to make this happen quick, and maybe you can trade for a point guard as part of the deal.
Maybe you can go to Chastang Ford, and you can pick up one of these select SUVs with 2.9% financing and no payments for 90 days. What? It's a huge Chastang Ford SUV sales event. It is going on right now at Chastang Ford. Drive away in a brand new 2024 select SUV from Chastang Ford. See why the customers trust them more, okay, for their automotive adventures. They just do. I do. I know that. I know I'm going to get my best deal at Chastang Ford. I know they're going to work their tail off with the financing. How about 2.9% financing for 72 months? On select SUVs. No payments for the first 90 days. Get in, get going. Don't worry about payments until next season. Basically, yeah, you got 3 months to go to be driving this car around before you got to pay. Okay, that is awesome. Time to check it out at the SUV sales event, Ford SUV sales event at Chastang Ford. I'm pretty sure, I don't know that this is happening at other dealerships. I do know the Chastang Ford is going to do whatever, it's going to give you the most they possibly can, okay? Going to do as much as they possibly can to make sure that you get into that Ford truck or SUV or car at the best possible price they can get you. No payments for 90 days. Are you kidding me? 72 months to pay this thing off. What? 2.9% financing. All to ChastangFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.